What we've been doing for a good majority of the show is we have been taking a trip down memory lane. And for today's exercise, it involved kind of a little bit of a personal experience. And it started, and it was inspired by two things. One, me and my Twitter rampage and my Twitter little tirade scrolling through the NYY Yankee throwback page and seeing a game that I attended, and I would put it as one of the more underrated sporting events I've ever watched in person. Game one of the 2002 Division Series, back and forth affair between the Yankees and the Angels, Bernie Williams with a three-run homer off of Brendan Donnelly, and I'm telling you, it sent Yankee Stadium into a frenzy. The place was off the rails. It was off the hook. Bernie with a curtain call. Burn, baby, burn, blaring. And little did I know, the Yankees would proceed to lose the next three games and have leads in the next three games to the Anaheim Angels. But because of how that series went for the Yankees, and I'm sure for many, you know, you don't think back on those like fond sports memories in a series, especially from a Yankee side of things. We have so many great memories over the years from winning and winning championships in a game you attended in a particular series that they lost, especially in the first round. But what I've been trying to do and what you guys have been trying to do, and you guys have done a great job throughout the morning, is identify some of the best sporting events you have attended in your years here on this earth. And because of the fact that I haven't been to the top-notch Knick game, I've seen Knick playoff games. I was there in 2012 and 2013. But as far as the 90s teams, I wasn't at any of those games. I was not at a Ranger playoff game of significance as far as a positive result. I was unfortunately there at Game 7 when they lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning, and there's not a chance in hell that's going on my top five list. And from a football standpoint, look, because of the out-of-market team I root for and because of my livelihood, which is sitting here watching the games and being able to break it all down, I prefer watching football at home. It's a more enjoyable experience, and it's just a more feasible experience for me doing what I do and then sitting at home and dialing into all the screens and whatnot. But what I've decided to do, and I've given you a couple of hints for what I will do for my top five list, is I wanted to unveil my top five list of games I have attended in person in my years of being here on this earth. And listen, some games are not going to be, you know, the pinnacle of greatness. They're just not. And I guarantee you, there are a couple of regular season games, because for a guy who goes to, you know, 25, 30 Yankee games a year, there are probably a few great Yankee regular season games that are eluding me from this list. But nonetheless, here we go. The top five list, and I didn't want it to be all Yankee-centric. So I'm trying to give you a little bit of diversity here. So what I'm going with is I'm giving you two Yankee games, I am giving you two Syracuse games, and I am giving you one Dolphin game that I have attended in person, and we'll go from there. All right, I'm starting with the Dolphin game as number five because it was a great moment for me. It was a good regular season football game with a whole lot at stake for my team, but it was not like this epic, incredible, off-the-charts experience. Five for me would be Chad Pennington going into Old Giant Stadium and taking down the New York Jets. And to see my team go from 1-15 to 11-5 in a division title was like a fairy tale. It was like too good to be true. Seeing the Jet fans leave, seeing Chad celebrate on the field, I mean, I was in my glory. It's the only division title I've seen in the Brady-Belichick era. So I think you guys know how long that has been. So to be there for that, to see Chad have that moment, it's going to take the fifth spot on my list. Now, the fourth spot on my list is going to be Jerry McNamara's heroics at the Big East tournament, and basically you can pick the game. I was at the Connecticut game, and I was at the Georgetown game. To me, the Connecticut game was better because it was the number one team in the country. It basically punched Syracuse's ticket into the NCAA tournament. And Jerry, basically the night before, had won the game against Cincinnati. Or it was the day before because it was a high noon game. But Jerry hit a late three to tie it. You got great performances in the overtime. And that was a great Connecticut team. Syracuse was not the better team in that game. Not even close. So for me to experience that as a high school senior going nuts, rooting on Jerry Mack was a thing of beauty. Now, game three, and it's crazy that for me, this is actually going to be game number three. It is Derek Jeter's last game at Yankee Stadium. And I was lucky enough to be at Mariano Rivera's last game and at Derek Jeter's last game. But the reason I'm going to put Derek Jeter's last game on this list is because the improbable way his career at Yankee Stadium came to an end. You needed David Robertson to blow a save in the ninth inning. You needed the weather forecast to cooperate. I'll never forget, the weather in New York on Jeter's last game was supposed to be miserable. There was no way in the world they were going to get the game in. Then all of a sudden, it's beautiful. It's crystal clear by 7 o'clock at night. And for Derek Jeter, who always had a flair for the dramatic, even in a game that meant nothing as far as the playoffs for the Yankees, to basically sign off with a walk-off Jeterian single to end it, if you gave that to a Hollywood producer, they wouldn't have believed you. They would have said, this is too cliche, this is too corny. But it was real. And to witness it was off the charts. Now, working my way into the top two, and this is going to be really, really tough because I got to distinguish between these two games. I am going to put number two, game five of the 2001 World Series. And I'm leaving off some great Yankee games I went to. I'm leaving off 2002 game one, like I said. I'm leaving off 2004 game two, come from behind win in extra innings. I'm leaving off the 2017 playoff games that I went to, which include the wild card game, which includes game four against the Astros in which the new stadium was shaken. These are all great moments that are not making the cut. So I'm very blessed. I'm very, very lucky that, you know, I've seen a lot of great moments in my life, especially being there in person. Very lucky. But 2001 World Series was crazy because it's the backdrop of September the 11th. The Yankees are on this feel-good ride. And Tino and Jeter had done it the night before. And when they're down 2-0 in the eighth inning and the ninth inning, you're like, there's no way in the world this is going to happen. And I was, in many ways, thankful I was there to salute my favorite player in Paul O'Neill. But then when Brocious hits the home run to tie it, it's like, holy bleep. I can't believe they did it again. Pandemonium. Bedlam at Yankee Stadium. And Soriano walks it off with a single to right field. You think they won in the World Series. Didn't happen. But that surreal factor was there. Now, last but not least, it's got to be for me the sixth overtime game with Syracuse and UConn. Doing radio after the game, like living the dream as like a 20-year-old college kid. And I'm sitting courtside for that game. It did not get better. The Dievendorf shot that didn't count. All the great twists and turns in every single one of those overtimes. And being stuck at Madison Square Garden until like 3:15 in the morning doing a radio show. From my perspective, which is sports, passion, being at the game, having to control my emotions. Because listen, I was supposed to be quote unquote professional. I'm on press row, so there was no cheering. But then letting it all hang out when we did the post-game show after the fact. Oh, that's going to be a tough one to top. Very, very tough.